We continue today with lesson number 37 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos. We are in the 11th perek, and today we will study the 5th and 6th Mishnah, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey, and Mishnah Vov. Mishnah Hey discusses the placement of the Lechem Haponim, which was placed upon the Shulchan inside the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdosh every Shabbos, and the old Lechem HaPanim were removed every Shabbos. The Mishnah begins, Mishnah Hey now in Perek Yud Aleph, HaShulchan Orko Asoro V'Rochbo Chamisho. The Shulchan was 10 Tfachim long, that is from east to west, and 5 Tfachim wide, that is from north to south. The Pasuk says in Parshas Terumo, V'yosiso shulchan, etc., amosayim orko v'amorochbo. 2 amos in length, 1 amo in width. And Rabbi Yehuda, who is the spokesman of this first opinion, believes that the amas hakelim, the measure of the utensils and furnishings of the Mishkan, were in amos of 5 tfachim each. So if it was 2 amos long, it was 10 tfachim long. If it was 1 amo wide, it is 5 tfachim wide. Lechem haponim, the actual bread, the dough of the bread, remember there were 12 breads, orko asoro v'roch bo chamisha, was exactly the same dimensions as the shulchan. 10 tfachim long each bread, and 5 tfachim wide each bread. Nosein orko keneged rochbo shel shulchan. When you place the 10 tfachim length of the bread along the width of the shulchan, so you have 10 tfachim of bread across 5 tfachim of shulchan. Obviously, if you center that bread, there are now 2.5 tfachim extending beyond the rim of the shulchan. The shulchan is 5 tfachim wide. The bread is 10 tfachim long. V'chofel tifchayim u'mechza mikan v'tifchayim u'mechza mikan. So the 2.5 tfachim, which are extending over each side of the width of the shulchan, are bent upwards. So now you have the central 5 tfachim of the 10 tfachim length of the bread blanketing the width of the shulchan. And you have 2.5 tfachim on each side, extending beyond the rim. Those 2.5 tfachim are bent upwards. They constitute the vertical walls, so to speak, of the bread. So the bread, remember, is basically U-shaped. 5 tfachim along its bottom, and 2.5 tfachim on each side. Nimtza orko m'malei kol rochbo shel shulchan. The length of the bread fills the entire width of the shulchan, all 5 tfachim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Remember, he believes that the shulchan, when the Torah says it's 2 amos by 1 amo, is 10 tfachim by 5 tfachim. Rabbi Meir Omer, no. Rabbi Meir disagrees, and he believes that each amo was 6 tfachim. So if each amo was 6 tfachim and it was 2 amos long, back in the Mishnah, HaShulchan Orko Shneim Osor. The Shulchan is 12 Tvachim long. 2 Amos, 12 Tvachim, and 6 Tvachim for each Amo. V'roch Bo Shisha. It was 1 Amo in width, and for a mayor that means it was 6 Tvachim in width. They all agree, as the Mishnah continues, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, that Lechem Haponim Orko Asoro V'roch Bo Chamisho. They both agree to the dimensions of the Lechem. 10 Tfachim long, 5 Tfachim wide. Now, Nosein Orko Keneged Rochbo Shel Shulchan. If you place the length of the bread, which is 12 Tfachim, along the width of the... If you place the length of the bread, which is 12 Tfachim, along the width of the shulchan, Nosein Orcho Keneged Rochbo Shel Shulchan, so then you have, remember, the Shulchan is six amos wide. So the you have Keneged Rochbo Shel Shulchan, V'chofel Tifchayim Mikan, V'tifchayim Mikan. You have Lechem, which is 10 Tfachim long, along a surface which is 6 Tfachim wide. So that means 6 of the Tfachim of the Lechem are on top of the width of the Shulchan. And extending in each dimension are 2 Tfachim, 2 on one side, 2 on the other side, plus the 6 which are actually blanketing the Shulchan, and you have V'chofel Tifchayim Mikan V'tifchayim Mikan. The vertical walls of the bread are 2 Tfachim each. So the 10 Tfachim of the bread are extended along the width of the Shulchan, which is 6 Tfachim. And that leaves you 2 margins, so to speak, of the bread extending in each direction of the width. And by bending it over, you have all 10 tefachim covered, so to speak. 6 along the horizontal surface, blanketing the entire width of the Shulchan. And 2 tefachim on each side, vertically, being the walls or the ponim of the bread. Now, since the width of the breads were 5 tefachim, so 5 plus 5 is 10, but the length of the Shulchan was 12 tefachim, so you have 2 tefachim empty, 2 tefachim of space. V'tifchayim revach b'emtza. In other words, you had 2 stacks of bread, 6 each. The 2 stacks of bread were each 5 tefachim wide. The Shulchan was 12 tefachim long, so you have between the 2 stacks of bread 2 empty tefachim, a space of 2 tefachim, 2 hand breadths between the 2 stacks of bread. What was the purpose of that empty space, says the Mishnah, again following Rav Meir, Kedei shetehei haruach menasheves b'neihem, so that there would be some air between the 2 stacks of bread, and this would cool down the bread, and they would not become moldy. Abishol said, no, there was a purpose. It was something inserted in that space of 2 tefachim between the 2 stacks of bread. Abishol omer, shom hayu nosnim shnei bazichei levono shel lechem aponim. That's where you put the 2 ladles, or spoons, of levona, of incense, which accompany the lechem aponim. Omrulo, they said, how could you say that the Levona was put between the 2 stacks adjacent to the breads? For Halok Farnema, the Pasuk says, V'nosato al hama'areches Levona zako, that you should place pure incense upon the ma'areches, upon each stack of bread. Omalohen, so Abishol said, al does not necessarily have to be translated upon. It says, upon him sat the tribe of Menashe. Obviously, it doesn't mean that the tribe of Menashe sat upon, but rather it meant that this tribe of Menashe sat adjacent. Similarly here, Olav means adjacent. Adjacent and between the 2 stacks of bread in that 2 tefachim space were placed the 2 bazichim of Levona. Continuing now to Mishneh Vov, with the structure of the Shulchan. The Shulchan is a table. Along the sides of the Shulchan, there were 4 planks of gold, golden planks, from the floor extending upwards. Arbos nifim shel Shulchan hayushom. They were standing on the ground, and they protruded way above the top of the Shulchan. And in fact, they extended all the way up until the top of the 2 stacks of bread. And arbo snifim shel zohav hayusham, 4 planks, golden planks, were there. Mifutsolim meiroshehen, and each of them had pitsulim, had little crevices, little inserts where you could insert rods in those planks, which bordered the width of the shulchan. Shehoyu somchin bohen, shnayim l'seder zeh, v'shnayim l'seder zeh. these two planks, one stood to the left of the width of the shulchan, to the north or the south, depending on your perspective, and the other on the other side, blanketing or bracketing the two stacks of bread. So you had two planks, golden planks, protruding from the floor upwards, each of them bracketed, and each two of the four were bracketing the stacks of bread. The esrim ushmone konim, there were 28 rods, kachatzi kone cholul, which were U-shaped rods. Imagine a rod which was hollow in the middle and which was split along the side. So you have a U-shaped rod. Arbo also the seder zeh, 14 rods for one stack of breads. V'arbo also the seder zeh, and 14 rods for the other stack of bread. Now, the way this worked was that in each stack of bread there were six challos stacked one upon the other. The bottom of the six, of the stack of six, the bottom challah, the bottom bread, was lying upon the surface of the table. The four immediately above it, in other words, the second from the bottom, the third from the bottom, the fourth from the bottom, the fifth from the bottom, each one of them sat upon three of these rods, which were inserted between these two planks, between these two senefim. So the bottommost of the stack, the sixth, from the top, the bottom, that was on the table itself. Above it were three kanim inserted from sniff to sniff. Above it was a bread. Above bread number two was three kanim. And then upon it was bread number three. Above it was three kanim and bread number four. Above it were three kanim and on top of it bread number five. That's a total of 4 times 3 is 12 kanim. The uppermost challah, the uppermost bread, the top of the stack of each stack, that was sitting upon only 2 kanim, because it was not necessary to have 3, because it was only supporting one bread. So 12 plus 2 is 14. Lo sidur kanim velo netiloson. Inserting these rods into the snifim to support the breads, which is a malocha, it's an act of building in a sense. Velo netiloson, removing the rods, is an act of deconstructing, of destroying, of taking apart a construction. Neither of those procedures, not the sidur kanim nor the netilason of the kanim, docha es haShabbos, could be done on Shabbos itself. And yet the breads were placed upon the stack, upon the table, and removed from the table on Shabbos. So how was that done? Elo nichnas me'erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, a Kohen would go in and to the heichal, to the shulchan, vishomtam, and he would remove the 14 kanim erev Shabbos from the bread. So now the breads were lying one upon another, but that was okay from Friday until Shabbos. Vinos non li orko shel shulchan. What would he do with the sticks? He would put them, according to some perushim, he would put them along the length of the shulchan, meaning he will put them in that empty space, which Rav Meir, until now, we thought Rav Meir said they were just empty to give ventilation to the challos. Now we see that they were used, at least for a period of time, from Friday afternoon till Shabbos morning, they were used to store the kanim, these rods. The Mishnah continues and concludes, Kol ha-kelim shehoyu ba-mikdosh orkon li-orko shel bayis. All of the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, the length was parallel to the length of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the length of the Beis HaMikdash was from east to west. Our Mishnah is telling you that all of the kelim, all of the vessels and furnishings of the Mishkan, like the Shulchan, were oriented so that their length was also from east to west. One exception, and that is the Aron. The length of the Aron was placed along the width of the Beis HaMikdash, namely from north to south. Otherwise, all the kelim were placed in such a way that their length was along the length of the Mikdash. And so we have completed the sixth Mishnah, and in the process have concluded lesson number 37.